Yeah.
How do you hear someone here?
They're moving away from you.
I don't know what you said.
You showered today?
I started in Mexico.
That might be the reason.
So,
we've got a minute. Are we ready?
Okay, you never call
it. Hey, online.
Like that?
Oh, we will? Okay.
But I can't. I can't talk.
They can't see us.
For some reason, the camera's not.
Okay. Is it turned on the wall?
Yeah, the power's on. But I don't know if when they record,
but
they just connected
something.
Well, let me see
what
guys.
Did we plug it in?
Yes.
Unplug it, plug it back in.
Yeah, you're just supposed to unplug it, plug it back in. That's what our IT says.
Just reset, right?
Yeah, restart, right?
I almost just spit my water over.
And it's recording, is it? And Sharon, you're ready? Yeah. And Chief, you're ready?
Okay.
Are you ready? And is Jason online also? Excellent. All right. I bring the City Council meeting on Wednesday, February 9th, 2022 at 7 p.m. to order for in-person and virtual option. Part of us are meeting in person and we'll do roll call as we usually do. Two of our counselors are meeting online with us, so they'll be available there. And may I get a roll call, please?
I see you here.
Nick Bowen here.
Adine here.
Ichari here.
We can't hear you online.
Ichari here.
While she's working on it, they can give a thumbs up.
They can't hear us either. I don't know.
She said Ichari here.
Counselor Ichari, can you hear? You can hear us. Counselor Ichari, we cannot hear you or Counselor Askey.
She's muted.
Can you hear me now?
No. We still don't have volume here, so we can't hear you or okay. Counselor Askey. So would you give a thumbs up for roll call? Thumbs up from Ichari, thumbs up from Counselor Askey. All are present. Oh, and Potter here. All are present. Excellent. Let's start public comment. I do want to say that public comment, if you are online and you wish to speak, you can either by star 9 by phone or to raise your hand electronically with the raise hand mode on the website. And Yamhill encourages all citizens to comment on any city business except land use applications. This is not a dialogue platform. Comments shall be limited to 5 minutes. If you request special accommodation or additional time, you need to contact the city ahead of time for that opportunity. And we will go ahead and begin public comment. Please go ahead and stand in public comment.
I'm Sharon Wilson, 710 East Main. And I'm just checking in on the newest housing development of
we're going to fit in with some called stop sign.
We decided, you guys decided not to do speed bumps, told me you were going to do stop signs, and that's it.
Anybody else wish to public comment? Please stand.
Hi, my name is Cindy Edwards. I live at 580 North Maple Street. My husband and I were helping get signatures for petition, and we were assigned neighborhoods. The one that we were assigned, the mayor actually lives there, and we didn't know that, of course, but she was given the opportunity to sign the petition to follow the municipal codes, and she didn't sign.
Is there anybody else that wishes to public comment? Please.
I'm Patty Perrin. I live at 215 North Maple, and I called City Hall mid-January to request information on the contracts for the outside water districts to see if the individual homeowners had contracts, and I was told yes. I had gotten a new phone. I was having problems with it, so I didn't realize I had gotten a call back. So the next day I called back to City Hall, talked to the same person, and it was just to confirm that I understood what was being said as far as the contracts were concerned. So we went through the whole conversation again. I explained that there had been a sale in one of the homes in one of the water districts, and I wanted to confirm that that new resident received a contract from the city regarding the outside water districts. And I was again told yes, that they did get one. And so I went on to ask how, if everybody in the water districts have the same contract, and I was told yes, that they're updated about every 2 to 3 years. And so at the January 25th water advisory meeting, Kathy Phillips was there because she's on the committee. And that same information was addressed again. And I was told by her that the individual homeowners do not have contracts with the city. They don't have contracts with, even with the water district. So that it was kind of interesting to me because it appears that someone's lying to me. Whether it be the city or the water districts, I don't know, because I've never seen any of the contracts from anybody, but yet I was told that this city of Yam Hill has however many contracts that would apply to all of the homes out in that area, out in all the water districts. So, like I say, that's one of my first questions is, what is the actual truth here? Are there contracts or aren't there? And then we've been told for I don't know how long that the outside water districts are paying more for their water than we are. And I came across some information, which is current, that shows in this one district, at least, that the individual homeowners are paying 0.00487 per gallon for their water. And if you use our amount, if you go on 4,000 gallons, because our rate increases, if you use 4,000 gallons of water, we're being charged 0.0130 per gallon. If you only use, and I use 2,500, which is the norm for me and my husband, we're actually paying 0.0208 per gallon, which is double what anybody else is paying. So I want to know again why we're being told that the outside districts are paying so much more for their water when in reality they're not. They're paying less than half of what anybody in the city is paying. And my husband made the comment, he says, because we live in the city, we're being punished for this. You know, and yeah, it may sound funny, but it's reality. We are. We're having to conserve more water than the outside districts are because they just have willy-nilly free flow of however much water they want and not being charged extra. So the other thing that I wanted to know is why the city has no contact with the outside water districts in regards to leakage. From what I understand, the city doesn't monitor, they don't contact the outside districts, they don't check if there's leaks, they have no idea if there are leaks, and if there are, how much of our water is going down the drain because nothing's being done. So that's it.
Thank you, Ms. Perrin. Is there any additional public comment? Oh, please. Oh, there you go. Please go ahead and stand and state your name and your address.
Rocky Wassley, 2nd M Lock, Post Office Block 344. So you can hear me and so I can read. I bring to Madam Mayor, yourself, the council, and the administration, an issue that involves the Yamhill City Municipal Code. I don't think I need to define it because all of you are responsible for it and to it. But for a number of years, this code, as in its present form, represents the ways, the methods, which includes codes and ordinances, in order to conduct literally every type of and kind of business that takes place in the city. It is apparent that the code is either not as complete as it ought to be, or it is not being recognized in a proper way. So I'm suggesting that as elected officials and as administrative staff, that there is a very critical responsibility to look at this issue, come to a determination on what it either does not do or should not do, and take appropriate action. And I would like to just suggest that among some of the declared emergencies that this and former councils have declared on some subject matter, that this is one of the most utmost importance. And I would appreciate it if you would do that. And sometime in the future, if you could identify the fact that it is being addressed and some kind of just a reasonable time frame on when the upgrading of it would be accomplished. Thank you.
And Mr. Lossley, the it that you're referring to is the municipal code as a whole. Is that what you're saying?
Or the whole municipal code really needs to be looked at. This is critical.
Thank you for the clarification. Mr. Davis?
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Would you like to speak?
I would. I represent Yamhill Neighborhood Association and our membership, as well as many of the residents in the city of Yamhill. We've talked before, and so this is not our first rodeo, but what I'd like to say is, first of all, I'm not sure which itinerary I'm supposed to be speaking of, since if I was given the 20-minute time to speak about certain issues that have been brought to light that we haven't been able to speak about in the last four meetings, or whether I should speak about the outside water district. So I'm not sure how much time I have.
Well, at this time, it's public comment, so you have 5 minutes.
Okay. All right. The first, as a representative of Yamhill Neighborhood Association, I'd like to submit for the record my documents to be entered into public record. Would like to take these?
Please, Sharon.
Yes. And so I'll go on to say that as a representative of Yamhill Neighborhood Association, we have received from the City of Yamhill use of the outside 10 water districts. I will speak about one in particular, Water District EHWD, that has 11 users. Whereas on dates 5/20 of 21, 6 through 6/23 of 21, each water user of the 11 users were using 40,591 gallons a month. Dates 6/24 through 7/20 of 21, each 11 water user was using 50,733 gallons per month. During the date of 7/21 through 8/23 of 21, each 11 water users were using 30,791 gallons. However, the city residents of 552 water meters used 14,626, 10,224, and 6,439 gallons, respectively. Given that fact, the outside water districts were using 3 to 4 times more water than any of the Yamhill resident customers. And this is all prior to the beginning of the water crisis imposed by the City of Yamhill. Given that fact, the 10 outside water districts were consuming 3 to 4 times that amount of water than the City of Yamhill residents were using. Two points have come to light. One, given that fact, there are businesses, dog kennels, stables, other high water consumers. We wonder, who is policing the agreements between the city and the outside water districts with regard to use, stated as domestic water use only? Two, with regard to such high water consumption of 333,457 gallons in 1 month, who is tracking water leakage within each of the 10 water districts, and how much water is actually leaking and not being consumed? And I have documents to support everything I've said, and I thank you.
Thank you very much. And I have Ms. Edwards on here. Do you still need to speak, Ms. Edwards?
She did already.
Did you? Thank you.
I have one quick question.
You're welcome to speak, yes.
So Friday, I sent an email requesting to be put on the agenda, either under myself or the Yamhill Neighborhood Association. And I was told that it was forwarded to you and Patron. But as of this afternoon at about 4:30, I have not received a response. So I would like to know, as being involved with the Yamhill Neighborhood Association, and we can't be put on the agenda, but the Downtown Yamhill Association is put on monthly. And a lot of times they don't even speak. So what do we have to do to be able to be put on the agenda when we request it?
Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to speak that it may or may not have signed in? All right, at this time, we'll go ahead and close public comment.
There's no one online either.
Okay. Thank you for checking. And we'll go on with presentations. Yamhill Downtown Association, is there anybody present for that?
I don't have anyone here for that.
All right, and Water Advisory Committee, is there anyone present for that?
Good evening. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, yes, thank you.
All right. So the Water Advisory Committee did meet. At our last meeting, we did elect to go to once a month meetings. So we will be meeting the last Tuesday of every month instead of every other week. We felt like that we were kind of getting ahead of the city and where they're at. So we decided to kind of back off a little bit. At our meeting, we did meet with the city of Hillsborough, met with them, talked with them about an intertie and kind of the steps needed there. They're going to be working at getting a draft document over to the city to review. It's kind of the next step, getting the agreement to purchase water through them. To do that takes about 6 months to a year to get that done. So they're working on getting that to us. What else did we? Jason did get us a cost for water. It was 1.2 cents per gallon delivered to the faucet. With that, it did not include the cost of the new transmission line. So with that cost in there, probably going to be a little higher. So we're going to look at kind of on our agenda for our next meeting is to look at those rates and see where we're at. I know the city's working on the log jam. There's some information that we had to go through Fish and Game and DSL. And I know the city's working on that. And that's probably going to be about a year out if we can move forward. And I think that's about the extent of what we had to discuss. If there's any questions.
Counselors, any questions? Any counselors online, any questions?
No.
Not at this time. Thank you, Chief Jensen, for your time. And next we have presentation of Chief Greg Graven. We've got a box of donuts for you.
Is that a hint? Or...
Chief, will you join me up front, please?
Chief Graven, do you actually like donuts?
Scones and lattes.
And will his friends and families please join us up here along this side?
We got donuts for the king.
Yeah. Oh, I have friends.
On this back side.
For what it's worth, sorry.
Do you want on his back side?
Sorry.
Or you want me on his
back? No, we're not.
This is what you meant by what are we doing right next to this?
Can we take our masks off for just a second to get a picture, or do we have to keep them on?
When we do a picture, we'll do a real quick take off. Does that sound good?
That's right.
But we'll do the presentation.
Is it possible for you to turn so this camera can see?
That's right. We're not doing this camera.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Everybody rotate
I don't know
this
if
way.
IT
and you and I will rotate. This way.
Directionally.
I don't know what
down.
I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that working out.
Does that work?
I'm up there now.
You're in the corner. Can you see?
Yes.
Is that good?
That works for me. Does it get everybody in there?
Sure.
Yep. I'm good.
No, we're missing.
Those that aren't hiding behind me.
That's why we put you in front.
So I understand you have a big event last week?
Sure. Sure.
2 weeks ago?
2 weeks. Yeah, I think it's been
it's
two
been
weeks.
2 weeks. Okay. Well, 2 weeks ago, I understand you had a big event. And we wanted to honor that event because it is a very big event. And with that, we'll give you your box of donuts.
No, this is not an intervention.
Oh, wow. Flip it over.
I got it. So it is truly with great pride and honor that I get to present this to you. And I am grateful that all your friends and family are here with you and your officers, because it's hard to get to 25 years without having a support system. And you've accomplished 25 years of service with the city of Yamhill and the police department. And that is beyond wonderful. And we're grateful for your time and your service to the city. And I will go ahead and read. In honor of Gregory Wade Graven, in recognition and appreciation of 25 years of outstanding dedication and service to the Yamhill Police Department and the city of Yamhill, 1997 to 2022.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And stick around for another 25, right?
AJ said no more.
Oh, are we going to do it? Do you want to do a picture?
Yeah, oh, good. I got to do a speech. Thank you.
Man, we forgot the speech. I got right prepared.
Which way?
Brian, then you're not in.
You're supposed to be in the picture, though.
Mask off.
Mask off. Really quickly.
Mask off.
Hold your breath.
That's good enough for the mayor.
That's right.
Great, thank you. Very nice.
Thanks.
Cool speech.
Yeah,
Chief.
I couldn't have done it without these guys.
I'll let you use my boot to kick his butt later.
I have really.
All right. Hey, let me take a picture of both of us.
Pull that out, huh?
Here, shake it like this.
Just a few, right? Real quick.
Put those donuts down.
Yeah, there you go. Might not see him for a while. There you go. All right, thanks. We don't have anything else, right? I can go feed cows now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you, everybody.
I'm awesome. Gee, do you feel older now?
No, saw the reflection.
Quite a remarkable accomplishment. Thank you.
You
have nice hair.
13 years ago, 2013, I saw it.
That was me.
Okay, there is no unfinished business at this time. We'll continue with new business. Consider reading ordinance number 536, camping on public property. Counselors, were you able to review?
Yes.
Yeah, the only thing on page 211, it says Yamhill Fire District should be Yamhill Fire Protection District for city property.
Will you identify that again?
On page 2, number 11, on the public property, just says Yamhill Fire District should be Yamhill Fire Protection District.
Perfect. Thank you. Was there any discussion about creating a designated temporary campsite within the city?
A designation for.
Was there any discussion about we've got what we can't do? Was there any discussion about presenting something that we can do, like a designated?
Yeah, there's two other ordinances that were supposed to be included that were even prior to this, so. One involving overnight sleeping in the vehicles and then storing vehicles and objects on the street. So all these kind of coexist with the language that we don't personally have funding to be able to assist in those situations where someone needs to have assistance. But there is programs in Yamhill County that will refer to.
So So what you're saying is the city itself doesn't have resources available for to support homeless persons,
Correct.
But we have the ability to help them access those services in Newburgh or McMinnville. Is that what you're saying? Okay. So we would not then, as a city, want to designate a temporary campsite with permit for any homeless person? There wouldn't be a need for that, is that?
That's something the city could discuss.
Was that discussed when preparing the draft?
No.
Okay.
As far as funding and availability to do that, that's out of the
Okay, thank you.
Decision.
And on page 3, it talks about no person shall place or utilize bedding materials upon any sidewalk, street, alley, lane, public right-of-way, park, greenway, or any other publicly owned property, or under any bridge or viaduct for more than 24 hours consecutively in a particular location. The 24 hours seemed a long time. Is that a time frame that is standard?
I can't remember how that's a standard.
Yes, that's pretty much the language consistent.
Is it? Okay.
Locations for
all of them. Okay. I can make a clarification why they were separated. It was legal counsel had suggested doing that and moving this one forward, because they had ongoing concerns about the legislation that was passed last July that said that they're going to put in a sunset and a statewide law that will prohibit prohibition of many of the elements that were in each of the different ones. So I would recommend that I support the chief in wanting an interim measures, certainly, but council may want to consider having the first two readings of the other ones separated next time with an emergency to exist would be fine, so that they could all be adopted together. But I can consider a sunset date so that when the League of Oregon Cities or other larger cities come up with a template solution for post July of 2023, then we'll be ready to go.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying. That's great.
And they already have a sunset date, you said?
Yeah, it's July 1st of 2023, so next year.
So we'd be just in line with them, basically.
Right. I didn't bring all the citations, but our attorney had just pointed out that there were certain provisions in each of the three different ordinances. It would be easier if we handled them separately so that they didn't get connected to one another completely, not knowing precisely what the best practice will be when cities get to that horizon date next year.
Yeah, I read through all three of them. I was just wondering. That makes sense.
And there is potential for new laws to be created. There's several homeless agendas on the state voting. So we'll see where that goes too. That might change things.
Yeah, included in the short session, which is exactly. Definitely telling that things are going to change.
So, okay, that answers my question. I do want to make a note, though, for when we do prepare this for final approval, unless we're doing that this evening.
No. This would be a first reading.
First reading, okay. That we potentially consider designating temporary period in time for camping, such as over on Jane Heinrich Park, in the event that we do baseball tournaments or event tournaments of some kind, that we have temporary permits that the city can potentially be allowed to have camping in that area, in that park area, for events, tournaments, things of that nature. There is not yet, no. But if there's going to be camping, there would need to be.
Yeah, the language that they're working with, you have to know that exclusive of the vehicles does have a lot of that.
Does it? Okay, good.
As far as areas and locations within the city that involve people. Yeah.
Okay. That and that's in the vehicle one that we
we received also the overnight sleeping in vehicles. Yeah, that they have to be provided. We're not doing this one this evening.
Correct.
But they would need to be provided restroom and garbage disposal and something else. Oh, hand washing. Ability to wash their hands. Okay. Good deal. So we need to read this one, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do I have a counselor that's ready to read?
And it can be read by title.
That would be helpful.
Can you pop the latest revision here? Yes.
Oh, there you go. I don't have this one.
I put it in everyone's binders.
All right. The City of Yamhill Ordinance Number 536, an ordinance amending City of Yamhill Municipal Code Chapter 5.08, General Offenses by adding a new section, 5.08.115, Camping. And it addresses that in detail. So that is the first reading. We will continue with the second reading at the next month's meeting.
Mm-hmm. And I would recommend having a public hearing at that point as well.
Excellent idea. Thank you. Next on the agenda is consider resolution R792, appointment to Yamhill County Affordable Housing Corporation, YCAHC Regional Collaborative and Board of Directors. Do you want to address this with for us?
Sure, in fact, Sharon has had a closer relationship with this group, but apparently according to their bylaws or charter that there needs to be representation of each of the partners. And they need to be appointed by the council. Sharon was kind enough to volunteer for that. However, as we've been working through our respective responsibilities, I thought it would be more appropriate for me to represent that position until perhaps the permanent city administrator was identified and to free up some of Sharon's time.
This would be helpful, huh?
Yes.
Okay. So we just, as a council, need to review and approve for the city administrator pro tem to be approved to represent the city as the on the board of directors. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Is there any discussion by council? Any questions in regards to this? Councillor Askey, was that you?
He said no here.
Nope.
Councillor Itari, any questions?
No questions.
All right. So, Councillor Itari, will you read for me the resolution for appointment?
Sorry, I can't see the resolution at the top. I'm only seeing partial screen. It's about three quarters. So.
Okay.
Just read a resolution supporting the City of Yamhill's ongoing participation as a member of the Yamhill County Affordable Housing Corporation's Regional Collaborative and Board of Directors, and to appoint Petra Schwetz, City Administrator Pro Tem, as a successor to the previous board member, Lori Gilmore. The permanent city administrator shall succeed Mrs. Schwetz. I'm so sorry, Petra.
It's Sheets.
Sheets. Yes. Sorry, I know my name gets butchered too, and I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I just haven't heard that one for a while.
May I get a vote, please, from council?
Aye.
Hadeen,
aye.
Askey, aye.
Ichari, aye.
Water, aye.
Mayor, can I ask a question in regards to this?
We won't be able to answer. We need
No, it's not about Petra. It's just about the affordable housing. So when the previous subdivision, the last one was put in, I was at one of the council meetings in regards to that, and I asked the question,
how is this affordable housing for the city? And I was told by the mayor that no one stated that it was affordable housing. But it says in here that the city of Yamhill continues to support efforts to achieve affordable housing solutions for all its residents. And so I guess I don't quite understand how the city of Yamhill can be part of this, but they don't go forward with that same concept when it comes to housing within the city.
Thank you, Ms. Perrin, for your comment. This is in regards to a board of directors, part of a regional collaboration. This is regionally that the city is a part of, and we're supporting the effort to regionally provide affordable housing to help answer your question to a degree.
Yeah. Not in Yamhill, though.
The regional collaborative and board of directors, Yamhill County Affordable Housing Corporation. So the next one is the OLCC 2022 renewal for city council's review. Was there any questions on any of the OLCC licenses that the city approves by council? Any questions?
Businesses here.
Yeah. It involves the liquor license for Lago, for T&E, the Larson House, Yamhill Bar and Grill, and Yamhill Shell Mart. Any questions on any of those?
No.
Okay. Then we just need to vote on renewing and approving, continuing the liquor license until.
Excuse me, Mayor Potter?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you point out to the public that when they speak in the background, that the speakers and the mics really pick it up so the people that are online can't hear what's going on in the meeting? So maybe they want to leave the meeting to go have a discussion.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. Ladies, it's disruptive to those trying to hear online. Thank you. All right. Council, can we get a vote, please?
Would you like a motion first, Mayor?
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. I make a motion to approve the liquor licenses for the businesses in Yamhill.
Second.
On.
Hadeen, aye.
Askey, aye.
Chari, aye.
And Potter, aye. City's contribution to Yamhill County Transit for fiscal year 22-23. The Yamhill County Transit is requesting that our community, number one, review and adopt the transit development plan formally, and that they asked that we place it on our agenda for formal approval. And the Yamhill County Transit is also requesting that the city approve and provide $4,276 to support the Yamhill County Transit System in the July of 2022 budget season. So we have until then to make that decision. And I would like to recommend that the council request the budget committee consider and review for council's approval with the budget and table it for now until the budget committee meets in March.
Yes, I'd be curious about that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Okay. So can I get a motion to table and appoint to the budget committee?
Hold on a second.
And a vote, please.
Hadeen, aye.
Askey, aye.
Yuchari, aye.
Potter, aye.
Excuse me, Mayor Potter, who made the motion?
I did, not officially, but I did.
And then who seconded?
It's not the
Okay.
Okay. And consent agenda. I do want to point out that we are all caught up on our council meeting minutes in writing, as and also they've already been online for some time now for the recording of the meetings, but the meeting minutes are now all caught up, which is wonderful.
Yeah, Father, we still have a few meeting minutes that we need to. We've got
for the city council.
Yes, one in October, one in November. Yeah, I think there's just a couple.
So this is December, January, but we still got two. Okay.
There's still a couple that are need to be done.
Well, my apologies.
I did January and December to try to get us as close as possible.
Mayor Potter,
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Mayor Potter, I'd like to make a comment regarding that item. It's come to Yamhill Neighborhoods Association's attention that relevant information that is pertaining to each and every meeting is being left out of many of the documents, like you're presenting the one today. The specifics are comments made from the gallery, questions, and other items that you can't see previously before today's live meeting, that you couldn't see on a screen, that are not included in those minutes. So we suggest that however you can do it, you go back and you capture the comments from the gallery, the questions from the gallery, and any other participation from this side, as well as documentation that supports the presentations that you had on Zoom that don't really show up either in a live video, online, or in your minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Davis.
Thank you.
Consent agenda. Can I please get a motion?
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second? And a vote, please.
Excuse me, who is the second?
I second.
Okay, thank you. Devine, aye.
Heskey, aye.
Ichari, aye.
Potter, aye. And department reports, city administration report, combination of all departments with responses to previous month's public comment questions. Wonderful.
Right. So some of the public comment questions are still in draft form, but I'll make sure that they're sent out to everyone as soon as I have the last couple things I have provided, the answers to the what I have so far to the folks that submitted them. So that's something. But then I also wanted just to try something a little bit new, and we can change it back the way it was. But this would just be an overall city report. So all the supervisors, police report, city administration, and public works would be combined into a collaborative report. And so I'll present this one to you in writing, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you have.
So you're saying that the city administrator would provide an overall report, and the police department and the public works would not be necessary to provide that?
Sharon, you mind just scrolling down? So just to have basic information about what's going on in the region, activities that have been happening in administration, so myself, Kim, and Sharon, and then significant contacts and meetings over the previous month. Random stuff that I'm working on, and then combining the police report verbatim as it's presented, and then at the bottom, or finally, but not least, is that begin to use the public works department so that they can have some highlights of the previous month's activities.
This one is short because the week that the new reports were due, there were two water main breaks. So it was a busy week.
I noticed that when you put it out, when I read through that. I personally like that style. I think it's easier to read and it gives a better synopsis of everything than trying to wade through the murky muck of what everything else was.
I like the bulleted form and just a little bit more cohesive between the departments.
Any other opinions by counselors?
No, I think clarity is a huge thing. I think it's easier to read and decipher than just, yeah, and make decisions based off muddy waters. So it's easier to see everything on there and start formulating what you're looking at. Good job. I like it.
Thank you, Pedro. Any other counselor comment?
I like it.
Now, would this mean that the other departments would not need to be available at the council meeting, or would they still need to be available to answer any questions, or that would be up to council, right?
Yeah.
I think being there would still help because it's bullet form. So it's a synopsis, but if there's questions to be able to answer, it would still be.
And if respective departments have an item on the agenda, for example, the camping would be a good example. It'd be nice to have the department head represent that particular item.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, with that, can I get a motion?
A motion to stay with this format?
To go with the new formatting of all-inclusive one report.
Motion to make it an all-inclusive one report for continuation of building on. I don't know
how
we're worth it. And I'll say Hadeen second.
And we'll take a vote.
Hadeen, aye.
Heskey, aye.
Chari, aye.
Potter, aye. Thank you. This is a great format, and the it does kind of quickly give us a volume of information, which is very helpful to see. I did come across a few questions that I kind of put questions by question marks. And so is it okay if there's some things that come along that we then say, well, tell us more about this?
Or, of course, yes.
Is that okay? Okay, yes. Good. The Planning Commission on January 26, 2022, election of officers. Can you tell us how that went and who the new officers are for the Planning Commission?
Yeah, so at this time they have one officer, which is the chair, and that's Ken Moore.
Okay. Ken Moore is the chair?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's good to know. And the Planning Commission had a hearing. How did that go?
They denied the subdivision.
Okay. And have we heard from the developer how they're going to respond?
No, they have 15 days to respond.
Okay. All right. Good to know. The Local Government Personnel Institute for Market Analysis Cost Estimate, Pending Estimate, how's that going?
I would like them to call me back.
Okay, so we're still waiting.
They said they will give us an estimate, but I have not heard what that number is yet.
Okay. And all staff meeting, have you had one yet or you've got one scheduled?
Well, we did have one in January. I'd like to have another this month.
Okay. Thank you. That's good to know. And how'd that go?
There we go, guys. It went well.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Probably would have heard if it didn't, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. And coordinated Second Street Hemlock tree trimming completed to address the lighting issue at that corner. How did that go?
Yeah, so it sounds like it was a little bit more complex project, an expensive project that needed PGE's, that's the utility here, right? needed their approval. And I don't know if they finished that, but they did do some initial tree trimming and they're trying to work with the property owners, see if they could take it down.
So we're still in the process.
Still in process, but it looks much better to me.
Does it? Good. Is the light better?
It looks that way to me. I know that Kim Steele is a nearby resident, and she did a site visit in the evening and says that she thought there was an improvement there. But we haven't tested lumens or anything like that.
Okay. Perfect.
So no more tripping on potholes while you're walking.
That'd be good. You don't want to trip.
I've been there a few times.
Oh, no. And the log project at Turner Creek for the water intake, you mentioned, or Chief Jensen, I think, mentioned earlier that ODFW and DSL are having a dialogue. Where are we at with the status?
They're appreciative that we gave them a heads up that we are thinking about the project. From an engineering perspective, it's not too complex. From a permitting perspective, it's quite a bit more complex. The permitting process usually takes 8 to 9 months. So while they didn't say no to the project by any means, they're willing to bring some resources, including their fish and wildlife biologist to come out and do an assessment of the property and the areas adjacent, and take some measurements and give us some recommendations on whether or not the project's viable. But I bring up the permitting only because, and the permitting's not particularly expensive either, it's the timing. So just, I know that the water committee and some of the community members had an expectation that the project would be in play by this summer. And it's probably not reasonable to make that assumption.
Okay. Thank you. Develop list of community activities and events. Is this something, this list that is being developed, is it going to be posted on the city website?
Right. So I have a draft social media Facebook page that I want to run by you tomorrow before we went live. But yeah, there's been conversations about the type of information that would be there, what kind of controls people would have, partnerships that we want to establish, those types of things internally. And so once we get a thumbs up, I'm happy to go live with that.
Excellent. That is all my questions in regards to your presentation. Did any other council members have any questions?
No, I like it. Looks good.
Thank you, Councilor Itari. All right. And Mayor's comments. I don't have a whole lot this month. I am just really, really grateful that things seem to be melding. We're coming, we're receiving information on things that the city needs to develop and create and oversee some more. And so that's been very helpful because it helps us to be aware of really what the needs are. So I am extremely grateful to have you with us to kind of clarify some things for us and then present those to us. Thank you very much. And I think that's all. Make an announcement. The City Hall will be closed February 21st for President's Day. Oh, that does remind me. I wanted to ask you about the new hours, new city hours, and I know I saw that somewhere, that the city, as of February 1st, the city will be open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Is that correct? My question is staffing. I understand we only have one staffing member available on Fridays. And how will we address breaks, post office to pick up the mail, and going to the bank for deposits? How will we address those timeframes?
Well, one is that, so Sharon is a 0.8 FTE. And so she says that she's willing to adapt to Kim's schedule on Fridays if she has a long-term adjustment that needs to be made. And then at the same time, if there needs to be a lunch break, perhaps we close the office for lunch to run those errands, something of that nature. That's what they do now, is when someone's not available, lock the door for 15 minutes and put a note up. And it sounded like that's been standard practice up to now, but certainly something to think about.
So with break times and the city errands that, take place, hour and a half, 2 hours-ish, is that about?
How long does the mail take?
This is probably about 30 minutes to do the post office and the bank, and then the
2 15-minute
breaks and an hour lunch.
Hour and a half then?
Yes. The concern that staff has had, though, is that from the short-handedness, we both accrued, both of the City Hall staff have accrued several hours of comp time. One is near maxing out on vacation. And so we were using that Friday to be able to recoup some of those hours. And so the city is looking at some overhead in comp time. We're going above the 90 recommended hours. And one of the staff members is looking at losing vacation time because they'll be reaching the 200 hours. And that's where it maxes out, and that employee will accrue more vacation time. So that was one of the reasons about having it closed on Friday, which is not uncommon. There are several public facilities that have shortened hours or have a day closed. If you go through, there's some city halls that aren't even open to the public right now. So, but that's a concern. And I know that the one employee is concerned about not accruing vacation time anymore. And, comp time has gone way over 90 hours.
I hear what you're saying, and I acknowledge that that's something we've discussed before and I'm aware of, which is why I'm asking these questions, is how the city can best accommodate the community and still make sure that the staffing is managed appropriately. I know that the staff was asked to come up with some solutions, and that was some of the concerns were that what you just expressed. And so what I'm bringing to the council's attention is potentially creating a compromise that might work good for the community, but also good for the staff so that they can utilize their comp time and their vacation time and still not disrupt the normal working time of the city. So I'm asking council to consider opening Fridays for half days instead of a full day, allowing the time for the city hall to close, them to run their errands, and then take comp time or vacation time as they need to on a Friday afternoon.
I don't know that that's a viable option because that's only 4 hours. And one of the staff member accrues over 8 hours of vacation time each pay period. So they would, you're leaving, since there are only two of us in the office, you're leaving one or the other, solo to try to do everything. I know that there's pretty close to tracking the amount of people that come in. We've had maybe 3 people or phone calls or not. Besides when we have the water holders and stuff, we don't normally get very many phone calls either. So I would encourage council to continue with having Friday closed or potentially, looking at some other compromise where we can get 8 hours of closure time so we can start utilizing that comp time and vacation time without just leaving one of us, stranded to do everything. Plus we have additional accounts payable, accounts receivable, payroll, and things that we're trying to do.
I do understand.
And we're already extremely stressed out from having 4 months of no one.
We understand that. Okay. The council is very aware of what you've had to go through for the last few months.
Well, and it doesn't feel like it's sympathizing with us by, opening from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. And I'm just expressing those concerns from both staff members that are within City Hall.
Well, we need to support our community. City Hall needs to be available to the community. It needs to be available on regular business hours. And the council is trying to provide that kind of service to our community. We want to provide quality service.
Number one option.
Please. I spoke with the city clerk on Tuesday, yesterday, and she recommended that compromise a half day. I'm open to the idea. I'm presenting it to council, wanting to know what your input would be and your thought on how we can provide quality customer service as a city, but still manage to provide for our staff too, so that their needs are met as well. Any comment from council, any recommendations, compromises, suggestions that you can offer?
I think a half day makes sense.
Peter, what's your recommendation from like what just your experience and what you've seen?
I definitely understand both sides and observed. I think that if to provide the best customer service, there are ways that we can adjust everyone's schedule throughout the week so that there's appropriate coverage. There is a backlog, like we talked about on the leave, which just from a city liability and budget perspective, be in our best interest to pay that down a little bit. So maybe as an interim measure to allow for some additional time to be taken with the half day, that seems appropriate. And you know, I can also adjust my schedule to provide some additional coverage too if that seemed it. Because right now I do telework on Fridays.
Thank you. Any other questions from council? I'm sorry, I can't.
Okay. Sorry. So maybe you could cut the weekdays by an hour. You know what their busy time is. Sometimes you don't need to be open till 5, probably, or open at 8. You could open at 9.
So it was 8 hours per pay period.
This person's been here over 20 years.
Yes, it's a longevity accrual on vacation. And I don't believe we're sick though. So sick is 8 hours a month as well.
You have her own job.
I know.
Well, I haven't had leave in like 5 years, so I don't know what up on me, but thanks.
So any proposals? What's the proposal from council?
I mean, it's kind of, I'm just hearing, I understand you guys are understaffed a little bit, or what they say is understaffed. I don't know. It's hard for me to propose because I'm not here to talk to you guys during the day. I don't know how you guys rotate your leave or sick or anything. I know I'm a one-man show at my place, so I don't ever take my leave. So I don't even get breaks or lunches. I work 9-hour, 10-hour days. So, I don't know how you guys do that. So to vote on it for me is right now is to come up with a solution out of on the fly is kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, so I mean, just a reminder, they're both the front desk are non-exempt. So there's pretty particular labor laws on paying on an hourly. So it's not even legal for them to pay over unless they get overtime. So there are those kinds of constraints and opportunities. it's a pro-labor state. And Sharon was budgeted for working 36 hours this fiscal year. She's been working more while there was not a reporter here. And she's now going to be taking less time so that she can take the time, the comp time that's been accrued, and some vacation, hopefully, in the short term.
So with this, the people that come in are generally what on a daily, I guess on a daily basis, when they come in, what are they coming in for besides to pay like their water bill or whatever it is?
Three people maybe, and they walk in and drop off their water bill. Drop off their water bill.
Which, yeah, like I do that, but I'm saying like,
which when we were open, they put it through the slot.
Even during the closed down.
Maybe once every 2 weeks or so, we get someone in that wants to pay a citation or drop off you know, building compliance application, but the amount of traffic that we get coming into the office is extremely low.
The reason I ask that is because with your Facebook page you're putting out right now and stuff, and you guys are short-staffed, once we start getting it up and running and the citizens, even if it's posted on there via the Facebook page, via the front door or whatever, if it's pre-warned, why couldn't somebody take 3 days off or something, as long as it's pre-put out there? Like if I know that if I can't pay my water bill because Kim's not going to be there for 3 days and I know that ahead of time, I either come in earlier or it might be late, but it's a small town. It's not like we're in Portland. So the ability to adjust so they can get their time off. I don't know. I mean, that's.
Yeah, like I said, I think the standard practice has been, I'll be back in 15 minutes.
Well, for that's not a big deal to run at a post office. I understand that. I'm saying your comp times or your vacation times or whatever it is. Like, I don't know how you guys work that, but.
Yeah, we typically took it off on a Friday, and now I'm working 36 hours, so that would leave Kim, if we're open, you know, 4 to 8 hours a week, that would leave Kim definitely 4 hours by herself. If she decides to take a day off or something, I'm left by myself, or Kim's left by herself well enough to take more than one day, because we've been going through a lot together, and it makes me feel bad to have to leave Kim by herself, and it makes Kim feel bad to leave me by myself. We're, we try to help each other out. So yeah, we take off a half a day or maybe a day, and we were typically doing it on Fridays because we knew that the other person could come in and they wouldn't, have to answer the phone and do the front desk and try to do their work at the same time. So it's hard on us to just leave one another by ourselves, especially if we wanted to go on vacation or something.
You guys said you were throwing, Mary, you said something about coming up with possible solutions that we can look at. Is that something you guys want to do? That way we can look at them, or are we doing this on the fly right now?
We're having a discussion right now of potential compromises, because the plan is to open up full 40 hour a week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 of February 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Was it? Okay, so mm-hmm. We started that. But the staff has expressed their concerns, so I'm bringing it up for potential compromise discussion.
The one solution that I was going to mention was that I provided an option of maybe you hire a temp person that can answer the phone and, take the front desk stuff. And then when me or Kim come back, we can address anything that temp person couldn't. Or if, one of us was on vacation for 3 or 4 days, the other person would have another person there to help them out.
It's a good idea. I don't think the budget will allow. I think our general fund is, as you know, is limited.
Yeah. And I would propose, if one of us has to take a, decides to take a vacation for several days, that we, close the office or provide limited hours, because we've already been under so much stress, and then to have to leave us there by ourselves several days so that another person can go on vacation is not a very good solution.
Anything from council?
Good. Just hearing from the community, and there's lots of concerns and that people really wanted to see City Hall open on Fridays. So I think we need to at least try a half day and see how that, give that a chance and see how that works out. Because ultimately, we're here for the community, so we need to listen to what their concerns are and what they'd like to see, and that's where we need to go.
So you're suggesting the half day would be a fair compromise for now
see how it goes
and be open to reconsider it another time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a permanent decision now. No. We can just see how it goes and get feedback and go from there.
Anything from last year, Carrie?
Councillor Askey, Councillor Ichihara, your thoughts?
What, how long has City Hall, I thought City Hall, is City Hall not closed on Fridays anymore? Was that a long time ago that we did that?
As of February 1st, we are now open Monday through Friday. It had been closed on Fridays for, I think, the last year, if not longer, because of COVID.
Okay. And we just think that that caused too many problems?
There was a lot of community concern about it.
And that's what the concern is, I guess. I don't come to City Hall very often, and I'm a community member. Other than council member, I'm a community member. So I guess I'm also wondering what the community, as a community member, are bringing to the table for. I'm missing something maybe as a community member.
I agree.
What are the concerns? Because I get everything done at the City Hall Monday through Thursday. I'm perfectly good with that. So what are the concerns that Friday makes up?
Some of the concerns I've heard is that there people are only available on Fridays to come and pay their bill. People like to pay it in person. They like to get a receipt. It's typically the senior community that, you know, walks in on Fridays and takes care of their responsibilities. But other than that.
So would Mondays be better than Fridays?
Potentially.
I mean, I just ask this not facetiously. I come in to pay my bill.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem as a community member coming in on a Tuesday through Friday or a Monday through Thursday, if that helps. Like, I don't have a problem with it. So I'm just trying to make sure that I also know what the community has to say. Because if I understand that, if there's a particular day they like better, maybe the other option, if that helps them, would be doing a Monday. So then they have their weekend / Monday versus Friday / Sunday. So I don't know. I'm just throwing out options for you guys. So.
That's something to consider.
I don't know how the community, other parts, I can't speak for the rest of the community, but I don't know how they feel about it.
So what do we suggest? What do we?
You just want to do Happy Friday and then see what the community has to say? I don't know.
I think that's, I'm with Councilor McMullen on that, is continue with Half Day Fridays, 8 to 12. And so the afternoon is free. And we'll see how that goes for the month of February. And then we'll reconvene on next month's council meeting and see how that's going and if we need to adjust accordingly.
Please, by all means, spread that out. If Mondays work better, maybe, you know.
Exactly. In the meantime, if we can just do a tally count of foot traffic, that would be helpful. And even a tally count of phone calls. Mm-hmm. And so, because people need to be available to answer the phone as well as, you know, answer the front door. Mm-hmm. So if we can get just a tally count, it doesn't have to be hugely accurate, but a clear understanding of what the traffic is would be helpful.
Yeah, sure, that makes sense.
Yeah, and if there isn't traffic on Monday might be an option. Mm-hmm. The suggestion was made opening up City Hall at 9 instead of 8. How would that make a difference? Would that 1 hour each day? I don't know that would help.
To talk to him and sharing about that.
The one person that's maxing out on vacation hours, they need to take probably 8 or more hours every pay period to keep from maxing out. So 1 hour per day is not gonna.
I can see that.
And I only work 36. I'm only allowed to work 36 hours a week. So we're spread pretty thin.
All right. So we're okay with going the half day on Fridays and then reevaluating March 1st? Okay. I have no additional comments. Councillors, any comment? Anything you'd like to present? Councillor Askey, do you have an update for us on the park sign?
No. Well, so I talked to Jason in a separate email, and the quote for the revised sign is just going to be a lot higher than what we have in the budget for a park sign. So we asked, I'm blanking on his name now, Jerome, to go with the original one. I think the new one was $1,000 more than what he had originally quoted.
Can we give him the budgeted amount and ask him to work within that and do whatever extra he can do? Is that?
Yeah.
Part of the conversation?
Yeah.
Or is the basic sign that was originally presented, is that?
I think it's pretty close. That was already like the bare basic. I know that he, I think Jason can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think his labor, he didn't include on that pricing. And there's something else, like it's basically just for the materials and carving.
Okay.
For the price of the sign. But I mean, we can always see what we can do to spruce it up ourselves once it's installed, I guess.
No, you've done really well on trying to make it the nicest memorial sign possible, and I appreciate all the effort you put in. I'll be curious to see what they come up for a final draft.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
Sure.
Counselors, any other agenda items? No? Was there anything from staff that you may or may not have gotten an opportunity to present? No? Jason Wofford?
I have one thing, and that's Kyle Adams. Kay Achari and I did his review, and I'm proposing to give him an 8% raise for a merit raise. So that's up to council.
That was previously budgeted. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So it is in the budget to do that full amount if the council approves it?
It's my understanding, yes.
Can we check the numbers and stuff?
Because is that correct?
I did not look at it.
Okay.
If we need to come back, so we have that as a fact, that's not a problem to me. So if we want to come back next council meeting, we can discuss that.
Then I propose we check the numbers to validate that and then bring it back to council for approval.
Understand.
Thank you for presenting that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. With that, right. Yes, Mr. Lossley.
In regard to all public meeting minutes, could you articulate the ways that those same minutes can be accessed?
Public meeting minutes?
Yeah, public meeting minutes. And then could you also maybe state what the expectation is when those minutes would be available in the different ways that they can be accessed?
Well, public meeting minutes are provided electronically, and you can pick them up, a copy of them in person from City Hall. They are on the city website. The recordings of each meeting, every meeting is recorded, and the recording of each meeting is provided on the city website and is accessible usually the day after the meeting. And then the written minutes, we're working to get up to date, but most of them are also provided on the city website and for anybody to access at any time. And they usually are done within a week or two.
Okay.
Usually.
Yes. So do I understand that there would be hard copy printed minutes at City Hall at some point in time?
If you request it, if you show up at City Hall and you request a copy of the minutes from any meeting, City Hall will provide that to you.
But there's not a minimum of one hard copy minutes that are available at City Hall. At no request, you come in at City Hall to read them?
You could do that, yeah. If you wanted a copy to stand in City Hall and read, we're welcome to provide that to you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, with that, we are adjourned.
I just want to give kudos to Sharon for her integrity at the last planning commission meeting when she stood up and said it was her fault that the you know, the whole system didn't work. She didn't sit. And I just appreciate that, the fact that you would stand up in front of everybody on the website and so on and so forth. Okay, first of all, we were sorry. So, and all the, you know, problems we were responding kindly with me whenever I asked. So I do appreciate that. And I'm, you know, my opinion, you guys should hire somebody else for a few hours instead of pressing everybody. Thanks for letting me.
Okay, with that, we are adjourned. Thank you, counselors.
So is there a meeting next week? Are you, is, when's the next council meeting next month? Okay. Next month? Okay, thank you.
I could make you a little focused sign like that. So I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know either one.
Okay. As the city administrator.
Yeah.
So an interim city administrator. Yes, thank you. That I completely
I know the stink's
just gone back and forth, back and forth.